Like yeah. for me, it's M&Ms. I can't have them in my house because if I eat one, the bag is gone. Yeah. So I don't ever bring them in. You know, I just know that that's something that I struggle with.
Welcome to the Midweek Motivation Podcast, where we bring practical help for your faith and life. Here's today's episode. Hey, welcome to Midweek Motivation. We have a really practical couple of ideas for you if you are somebody who has ever struggled with temptation.
And who hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. So that's all of us, right? Yeah. And we were talking on Sunday at Westside's service about a dragon that most of us know, wrapping up this Dragons and Dandelions series. And I think maybe people, when they saw that title, might have thought I was going to be talking about just the devil. Mm. But really, it was more the dragon of temptation.
Right.
Yeah. And so we want to give our audience some really practical stuff that goes, here's some tactics to help you overcome.
Sure.
If you don't know Stacy Ronaggi is here with me again. Welcome back, Stacy.
Thank you.
Yeah. And a counselor with Cascadia Health, has lots of experience helping people shift through their life circumstances right. and yeah. overcome stuff, right?
Sure, yeah. sure.
So we were talking about that, and you brought up this thing that I had not heard this term before, but you called it the pause and plan.
The pause and plan response.
Okay.
So I'm you're probably familiar with the whole mindfulness.
Yeah. Well, I might know about it. I don't okay. always do it.
So, right? I know. yeah. Well, it takes practice,
it
right?
It does.
So it's about being aware of what's going on inside your head. And so with yeah. the pause and plan, you may be facing a temptation. And rather than jumping right into, immediate gratification, mm-hmm. you just take a breath and you stop and you recognize, yeah, I'm being tempted. And then you just kind of sit in it. And identify it as, it's a craving, it's an urge, but it's temporary. It's
yeah.
not, I don't need to go there. This is a temporary.
So you're saying you go, okay, I am being tempted. So siren goes off. Yep. You somehow have the alertness that it is happening, but you don't immediately move into the behavior that it's tempting you to do.
Right. And one thing that they, people have suggested is at that point, take some breaths. Cause okay. when you see something that you want, you get excited
yeah.
and your heart rate increases and your blood pressure goes up, but
it's all the candy in the grocery store checkout for the kids.
Oh man, I'll tell you
right?
the M&Ms for me, forget it. but you're stopping and you take some breaths. And the breathing helps lower your blood pressure and slows your heart rate. And you're able to just kind of think about what's going on. And don't judge what you're feeling. Just kind of sit in it for a while and then make a plan to move on.
That's really good. What do you mean by don't judge what's happening?
Don't get upset with yourself.
Okay.
There's this craving again and I should be able to avoid it. And, why am I still craving this? And why is it still triggering something in me? But just don't, just sit in it and, recognize it and breathe your way out of it.
I love what you just said. It almost makes me think of separating yourself from the temptation, that the temptation isn't a judgment on you, right? Because
right.
according to the scriptures, we all are tempted in the same ways. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And also, as you said that, I thought of that. I don't know if you've seen these videos of these dogs watching TV with dogs on TV, and the dogs get all excited, because they're
yeah.
thinking that this is real.
Right.
And I have just been so many times caught up in temptation, thinking that, the promise of the temptation was real, when in fact, a lot of times, I don't even know if it was real.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those, we know that the enemy is a liar. That's what Jesus called Satan.
Yeah.
So he's gonna spin it, right, mm-hmm. to make it seem like all this stuff's going to happen. I do love the idea of separating yourself from the temptation. Hey, just jumping in right in the middle of this podcast episode to tell you about a resource that you need in your life. If you feel ever stuck in your faith, or if you feel like, I want to grow my faith, but I just don't quite know what the steps are, we got a resource for you called Sticky Faith in a Slippery World. I mean, this world is changing and it's crazy, and we all need something firm to stand on. And I wrote a book for you called Sticky Faith in a Slippery World. You can get your copy right now at the link in the description.
This way, just stopping and recognizing it and giving yourself some time to process what's going on, it helps you say no to the immediate and delaying gratification. Or so you're going to have a better yes in the end.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Saying no for a better yes.
Yep.
That's the plan part. So there's the pause part and the plan part.
I was reading recently about a study done with smokers, and they had two groups of smokers, and one group was trained in this whole pause and plan, the mindfulness technique, and the other group wasn't. And at the end, they all came together and they were each given a packet of cigarettes.
Okay.
And, you know, they were able to hold it for a while. And then the next step was to take off the cellophane and then smell
that's torture.
I know, right? Right? I know. And, you know, it went on for a little while. And I mean, it was. And I'm sure it was just grueling for these poor people. And at the end, you know, they had to take a cigarette out and hold it and even put it in their mouth, but they didn't light it. And they were sent home, you know, with probably this packet of cigarettes and just the instructions to, not stop smoking, but write down the number of times that you smoke over the next, you know, 2 weeks or whatever the time frame was. And they found that in the first 2 days, there was no reduction in the number of cigarettes that the people in this study were smoking. But over time, those that had been trained in this pause and plan response were able to use it, and that they had reduced their smoking by like 37%.
Oh, wow.
Just by employing this test technique.
That's interesting. I mean, and so they were writing down how many did it say? I mean, was that part of their motivation? Was just they were noticing their behavior more aware?
And they knew, okay, this is an urge and it's temporary.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm just going to breathe my way through it. And, you know, they had a plan. You know, perhaps they were going to do something else then. You know, I'm going to recognize it. I'm going to breathe my way through it. And I'm going to go for a walk.
Okay.
Or just get away from the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point too. The go for a walk instead of, and again, that's maybe a no for a better yes right there.
Right. Right.
Because replacement, it seems like, is a huge piece to all of this when you're thinking, how do you build character and make better choices when you know that temptation's never going to stop? I mean, that's, I think that's one of the things that I've come to realize is that as a follower of Christ, you know, I thought maybe like the day I was ordained as a pastor, I was like, oh, good, finally, no more temptation in my life.
Didn't work.
There's no degree. There's no step. There's no promotion. Sure. There's no, you know, we all are tempted.
Well, we all want that immediate gratification, right? And it's so hard for us to delay that. So with this technique, you're actually delaying it because you're stopping and you're recognizing that and you're, you know, processing it and you're identifying it and then you're kind of moving on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Pause and plan.
Yep.
Okay, another thing that you've mentioned is something about like how environment or design, maybe is a better way to say it, has something to do with self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I put a lot of pressure on myself. I would imagine anybody listening or watching is also when we're tempted, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to go get this right. Don't screw up. You know, you better do the right thing. And so it's really a function of my willpower then, right, to try to succeed.
Sure.
But you're saying there's another tool.
Well, I mean, just set yourself up so you're not being confronted with whatever it is that's tempting you. Like for me, it's M&Ms. I can't have them in my house because if I eat one, the bag is gone.
Yeah.
So I don't ever bring them in. You know, I just know that that's something that I struggle with.
Yeah.
So, you know, for somebody else, it could be getting up in the morning and checking social media instead of, you know, spending time with their Bible or whatever,
right.
You know. And so don't put your phone next to your bed. Just remove that temptation from you.
Mm-hmm. So that's an environmental thing. What other kinds of things could we be designing?
So a lot of this comes down to self-control, right? And self-control, did you know that self-control is primarily rooted in your prefrontal cortex? So that's the area of your brain where you're doing your planning and your problem solving and your decision making.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting, huh? And so self-control isn't just about creating this iron will, because that's just not going to work, right? So there are, you know, it's about shaping your day and your life so you are reducing the temptations that are confronting you. We talked about removing the M&Ms. Another thing is, you know, the way you talk, language that you use. Rather than saying, I can't eat sugar anymore, you might say, I don't eat sugar.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a negative, but you're kind of taking power over it. You know, yeah. I don't eat sugar rather than I can't eat right. sugar anymore.
Yeah.
So changing your language there too.
Yeah. Okay. I would think too, if you're thinking about how we design our lives, maybe our spaces, maybe the things that are at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who wanted to change the way they were eating. And so they just gutted the cupboards in the refrigerator and literally just replaced it with healthy food, sure. which must have been very expensive. But I mean, how can you go wrong at that point?
Right.
I mean, I suppose you could be like, never mind, I'm going to McDonald's.
Right, yeah. yeah.
But it made it, like you said, it's like it's easier to say yes to the right thing in that.
And I had a friend that was training for a triathlon, but mm-hmm. the swimming portion was really difficult for her. And she struggled every morning to get up and go swimming. And so she finally decided that she was going to sleep in her swimsuit.
Oh, sleep in her swimsuit,
and
yeah.
so she had no excuse, right? She had to roll out of bed and go swim in the lake or wherever yeah. she was swimming. But I mean, it's just setting yourself up for success rather than
yeah.
failure.
I love that. That's really great. Something that comes to mind is, one of the big pieces of our life that brings reinforcement, and I suppose that's something that we're talking about here, is that, you know, you get that the pause and plan piece that is really that in the moment, mm-hmm. like in that moment, here's how I'm going to handle this. And then maybe the second part we're talking about is a little more the longevity of to set myself up for a lifestyle of being able to consistently do the right thing,
right.
Requires some design. Yeah, with what's at our fingertips, with maybe how our day is structured. I was thinking if we're going to go on this track, also with who's around us.
Right.
And I think that's such a big piece to what messages are we constantly getting? You know, what kind of reinforcements are we getting socially? And in some ways, I think what are our targets? Because we tend to acclimate to the group that's around us. So if we've got a group around us
sure.
that's like, you can do it. You can defeat this. You know, that's very encouraging.
Rather than, oh, you can have just one M&M. Yeah, it's yeah. not going to hurt you.
Yeah. So yeah. maybe about getting yourself in a really supportive right. community.
And people that'll hold you accountable, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And help you along.
Do you have any people in your life that are like that for you?
Well, my husband.
Yeah.
yeah. And I think he's got more self-control than anybody I know, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty disciplined. So
that's cool.
Even just knowing how disciplined he is.
So you told him about your M&M's thing?
Yeah. Yes. And he's pretty good about not bringing any of that yeah. stuff into the house too. So, but
that's nice. Yeah. He's got your back.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife gets mad at me sometimes. I know she likes chocolate. And so, I like think of a gift I'm going to get her. I think of chocolate, and mm-hmm. I always think the more the better. So, like if it's a special day, sometimes I'll go get her like 10 or 20 of her
oh,
favorite
boy.
Ones. You know,
and
she's like, I can't eat all these. You
right.
know, you realize that. So, super helpful. When we think about making these changes, talk to us about how fast this kind of stuff should happen.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people are looking for a quick fix, mm-hmm. and it's just not going to happen. I think they say that it takes like 45 days to develop a new habit. So it's going to take at least that to change your thinking and change the way you're responding to your triggers. So, mm-hmm. you know, the longer you can keep them away from you, 45 days out of your house, you know, then you should be able to resist that temptation.
How do you handle the inner judgment happening in the meantime? Because it's like, you know, our expectation is, I should be able to beat this in one day.
We have to be kind to yourself and have a little grace, and just know that it just takes time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's okay that it's going to take time, and you know, just give yourself the patience that you need to be able mm-hmm. to get through that.
That's good. I heard somebody say once, focus on progress, not perfection.
Progress, yes. Yeah,
and I love that distinction, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we're only going to be happy with ourselves mm-hmm. if there's, you know, if we're getting 100%.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, celebrate those little wins. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't have any chocolate today. Yes. You know, or whatever it is, you know, celebrate
yeah.
each time that you were able to, you know, stop, pause, and mm-hmm. identify that you're being faced with this temptation, and that you remember that a temptation is a temporary thing. You know, you can move on from it, and then, you know, celebrate that you did move on from it.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
What ways have you found to remember to celebrate those things? Or is there a way you do it that you can remember or look back on or anything?
You know, for me, if I write write things down or keep a chart, that helps sometimes.
A chart?
Yeah.
Like, but you're a teacher at heart, right?
I know, right? On a calendar, you know, every day. Put a sticker, you know, a smiley face. Today I didn't have, you know, whatever, you know, I resisted temptation, smiley face. And then you can actually see, you know, your progress there too.
That's a great idea. Very cool. So we all need to go out, buy ourselves
smiley
a calendar
face stickers.
And some stickers.
Mm-hmm.
We're good to go.
Yep.
I love it. Thanks so much for sharing. I want to just throw one verse in there because I was thinking about it earlier.
Sure.
I love 1 John 4:4. It says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you reminded me of those things when we were talking about this today, because God's power is at work in us. And though there is this gradual transformation that we're going through, so it is not an instantaneous thing.
Right.
If you look back a year or 2 years or 3 years, and you've been practicing these things, you're going to see progress.
Right.
And that's going to be encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
Hope it was encouraging for everybody watching and listening, and we hope to see you again soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Midweek Motivation. To make sure you don't miss any content in the future, please subscribe, share, and if you enjoyed this, give us a like, and consider popping by a Westside service some weekend. You can find out more at westsidecommunitychurch.com.